Who is the real Jesus? Well, boys and girls, who is the one in the cradle and on the cross and now on the throne in heaven? As we've been singing, he's the Lord, the King of Glory. And that's the one that we want to be thinking about just for a few moments. Another name for Jesus is Emmanuel. Do you know what it means? In Matthew chapter 1, we read the words of Isaiah the prophet. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. God with us. That's who the real Jesus is. God on the earth, God with us. I know it's hard to understand, and I can't get to the bottom of it either, but that's what the Bible teaches. Emmanuel, God with us, the real Jesus. 2 weeks ago, when I was talking to you boys and girls here, I told you about the Christmas kranz in Austria with its four candles. Remember? It's Advent time. Christmas is coming and we're waiting for it, waiting for Jesus to return as well. Today in Austria, our youngest daughter has lit three candles because it's getting closer to Christmas. So there she is. I can imagine her with her husband and two children. And there they are. They've had their service already. Saw it on the internet live. So as we come nearer Christmas, we need to be watching out for something. We need to be watching out for Christmas myths. A myth, what is it? A myth is like a fairy tale. It's a lovely story, but it's not true. For example, people say Christmas is all about giving and getting presents and food, of course. Is it? Others say Christmas is all about helping the poor and lonely. Is it? Some even say Jesus only came to be a good example to follow as he grew up. These are all myths. We can put a line through them. Christmas is really about something else. So let's be remembering Christmas facts, not myths. Let's be remembering Christmas facts. The truth is, Christmas is not all about giving presents or food. Christmas is not all about helping the poor and lonely. Christmas is all about Jesus, who came into this world to save sinners like you and me. And that's the most wonderful fact about Christmas. Last week I told you that in Austria, families don't put up their Christmas tree until the 24th of December. That's next Sunday. But something happens there at Christmas time, and I want you to think if this is a myth or not. Now, most people where we lived in the Tyrol in Austria had a real tree from the forest, a real one. I see some for sale out the road if you want to have one. But in Austria, just about everybody had real trees from the forest. Then on Christmas Eve, the parents lit the candles. Now, don't you children be trying that at home. The parents lit the candles and then announced, "Das Christkind ist da." Wow, that's what the kids were waiting for. Das Christkind ist da. The Jesus child has come. He's been and gone, and nobody has seen him. There's great excitement, of course, because the children rush into the room and see the tree and the presents that evening for the first time. Just like there's great excitement, of course, in your home on Christmas morning. And what has the Jesus child brought? Well, presents, of course. There they are, around the tree. That's what the Austrian children are told. Now, don't you think, and needless to say, we didn't teach that to our three who were growing up in Austria at the time. We didn't teach our children that. So let me ask you, is what I have told you a fact or fiction? Is it true or false? Is this a real tree? Yes. Are these real candles which are lit? Yes. Does the Jesus child bring the presents? No, of course not. That's just a myth. A myth. Why could it not be true? Any boy and girl want to tell me? Why could it not be true? True that the Jesus child brings the presents? Too shy this morning to tell me, are you? Well, because Jesus is no longer a baby in the manger. Yes, he came on that first Christmas day, and that's good to remember. But Jesus is no longer a baby. And when he grew up, he did many miracles, which only God could do. Remember, the Bible teaches that Jesus was God and man. Later, he died on the cross, but rose again to live again, and went back to heaven. So, the Jesus child doesn't bring presents. That's just a myth. It will soon be Christmas. Enjoy your presents and the food. Help the poor and lonely. But at the same time, be in your guard, watching out for Christmas myths and remembering who the real Jesus is, God with us. Have a happy Christmas too. Thank you.